Welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network as we get reaction from the latest cattle on feed report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, any surprises in this latest report?
Not really anything I would call notable. I would call this report a neutral to slightly bearish report. As we saw our on feed number come in at 100%, that is exactly what was expected. The placements came in at 89%. They was looking for 86.3, so just a little bit negative there. And the marketing's at 91%, right almost in line for 91.2% they was looking for. So I don't see nothing that really is a shock to the market. When you look at the February on feed number, that meant that we have on feed 10.626 million head of cattle. This is 4.3% below the three-year average. The three major feeding states of Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska all saw 2% increases over a year ago with their on-feed numbers. Now, this is the second smallest February on-feed of the past 12 years. Now, the January placements show that we have now placed 1.787 million head of cattle. This is 6.4% lower than the three-year average. This is the fifth smallest January placement of the past 20 years. And to put it in perspective, the 86% placements of a year ago, or I should say the 89% placements of a year ago, last year's placements was the highest we'd had the previous 8 years. So that's what makes that number look a little bit more impressive than what it really is. Texas was down 14% on their placements, Nebraska down 9%, and Kansas down 6% versus a year ago. The weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category was down 13.8%, the 600 to 699-pound category down 21.8%, 700 to 799-pound category down 14.7%, and 800-plus category was up 2.7% versus a year ago. January marketing at 91% meant we marketed 1.625 million head of cattle. That is 11% below the three-year average. This is the lowest January marketing number of the past 20 years. Texas is down 10% on their marketing, Kansas down 8%, and Nebraska down 4% compared to a year ago. Leslie, that's pretty much what this cattle on feed report looks like. I don't see it as being anything to get overly concerned about. It's pretty much in line with what we expected.
USDA also released the cold storage report. Are we seeing any impact there?
Yes, Leslie, we're seeing something there that started last month. It looks like maybe it's starting to be a little bit of a trend. Our beef in storage came in at 490.937 million pounds. This is 10.5% above what it was a month ago and is 14.4% above a year ago. So we're starting to see our beef stock starting to back up. Now, some of this could be due to the ports being shut down on the West Coast and maybe a little slower domestic movement back on the East Coast where they've been fighting a winter weather all winter long, it seems like. So that's probably causing a little bit of our backup in the beef. Now, at this figure, beef just got done seeing its highest month since back on the April of 2013. So it's starting to get to the point where it's starting to be something that this market is going to start paying more attention to. Now, as far as the cattle on feed and the cold storage numbers coming in having an effect on the market, the cattle on feed will probably have little effect. This beef storage might get a little bit of notoriety out of it. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is they're going to be looking at the big losses we saw today in the futures market. They're going to be looking at the fact that we saw lower cash this week. They're going to be looking at the fact that our futures market has been trading sideways for like 19 sessions now in the majority of our live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. This market is poised to break out to the downside of some new lows or break out to the upside and show some positiveness.
Well, today we've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Again, Tom, what's your phone number?
Leslie, they can reach us toll-free at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your reaction of the USDA Cattle on Feed Report and the Cold Storage Report. We've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities on the Radio Oklahoma Network.